To Melbourne now, where one of the city's icons is celebrating its centenary. Luna Park in St Kilda turns 100 on the 13th of December, and it's celebrating for a whole month. As a child and as a grown man, Mike Woods has ridden Luna Park's timber roller coaster many, many times. He filed this report from Melbourne.
When Luna Park in Melbourne was opened in 1912, Australia was a young nation. Melbourne's was the first of four Luna Parks to open around Australia. Adelaide's began in 1930, Sydney's in 1935, and Queensland's in 1944. Melbourne's Luna Park has strong American connections. American showman J.D. Williams, along with the three Phillips brothers from Seattle, leased the land at Bayside St Kilda in 1911 for £400 a year. The parcel of land, though, was already famous and had show business links. It was on that site that the world's first feature-length movie was produced, The Story of the Kelly Gang. In January 1911, Williams and the Phillips brothers formed Luna Park Limited, and construction of the park began, based solidly on the famous Coney Island amusement park in New York. Mary Stewart is Luna Park Melbourne's CEO.
Luna Park's spiritual home is Coney Island. The people who first built Luna Park 100 years ago, they had been to Coney Island and had seen the Luna Park in Coney Island, which does not exist now. When they decided that they were going to build Luna Park here, many of the designers and the themers and the engineers came from working on theme parks and amusement parks in Coney Island and in other places in America.
And the brothers that came up with the idea never left Australia.
That's right. The Phillips brothers then continued on in Melbourne, and they were responsible for running the park for a number of decades. And it is one of the things that I think that has contributed to the longevity of the park.
The Phillips brothers, in fact, ran the park until their deaths in the 1950s. Between then and the late 80s, Luna Park had two sets of owners, and in that time there was talk of the park's demolition. But in 1982, Luna Park was placed on Victoria's Government Buildings Register and later the Historic Buildings Register. The park, however, fell into disrepair in the 90s and underwent restoration in 2001. Trucking magnate Lindsay Fox bought Luna Park in 2005, vowing to restore it to its former glory. Today, its entrance, the famous Mr. Moon, has been restored to the original 1912 version of the face, and the Great Scenic Railway, the park's roller coaster, has undergone extensive restoration. It is the world's oldest continuously operating wooden roller coaster. As Luna Park CEO Mary Stewart explains, the Great Scenic Railway is world-renowned.
It has an international reputation. People come to Melbourne from all over the world to ride the Scenic Railway. It is the reason they come. And it was voted one of the top eight roller coasters in the world by the American Coaster Enthusiast Society. And there are a number of other old wooden roller coasters. There is one that's in the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, and it was built, it's 2 years younger than our Scenic Railway. But the Scenic Railway, it has a cult following, and it's a very special, amazingly important thing that Melbourne has almost in the middle of the city.
Australian music mogul Michael Gudinski says he spent a good deal of his youth at Luna Park. He is a great supporter of the park, the historic St Kilda area, and the city's football team. He says Luna Park is a gem that Melbourne is lucky to have.
To think that it's 100 years old, and you know, Australia's a young country, and to have something like this, the area itself, but the Palais Theatre, I used to be involved with the Palace nightclub down here, and as an area itself, being a passionate St Kilda supporter, more so, I grew up down the road in Caulfield, and you know, we used to come here, a few mates, and great place to hang out with girls. And look, it was just, you know, near the beach, the city itself is just such a great city, but to be able to preserve and keep something like this, because nothing beats history. And I think when I started to read up about some of the early days of Luna Park, I mean, the guy that set it up, you know, he went to Coney Island. You think about back then, that was an amazing thought process, and even to how to put it together.
You had a lot of experiences here when you were a young kid, but when you became a music mogul, you also kept coming back. Can you tell us about some of those events?
Well, we had a couple of big parties here. We had the 10th anniversary Mushroom party after two big concerts at the Meyer Music Bowl. And look, even back then, as a bunch of, I guess, hippies or, you know, music lovers, you know, it's about fun. You're out in the sun. Look, good on them for keeping it going.
While Luna Park's scenic railway is world famous, so is another of the park's attractions, the famous four-row carousel built in America in 1913. It was shipped to Australia and installed at Luna Park, Melbourne in 1923. Between 1999 and 2001, it was fully restored. Luna Park CEO Mary Stewart again.
The carousel was built by the Philadelphia Toboggan Company in 1913. So it is a year younger than the park itself. And it's a working museum piece. It is the only one that was sort of exported outside of America. And it is a beautiful example of carnival art. And every horse is different. Every horse, and there are 68 of them, every horse has its own livery and its own colour scheme. So it's quite special.
And it's fair to say there would have been millions of bottoms on those horses over the years.
Millions, yes indeed. All of them having fun.
Including my bottom, I think. And don't you love the fairground sounds in the background there? That's Mike Woods reporting. And on the actual birthday for Luna Park in Melbourne, the 13th of December, charity organisations and community groups will be special guests at Luna Park for celebrations, which will include a concert by Australian artists, people like Daryl Braithwaite, Anthony Kalia. So that'll be a huge day there for the park.